Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peter Lynn Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. We have a special guest in our studio today for Mel Pearson. It is assistant coach Damon Witten, making, I believe, his second fill-in for coach. Is that right, Dan?
That is. Second time. Great to be here.
Now it's no problem at all. It's easy. Exciting weekend for Michigan Tech coming up. The Huskies taking on Ferris State University again. And we're going to be chatting about that and also talk a little bit about the intra-squad game that had a pretty good showing, I thought, as far as people on a Saturday afternoon. Not always easy to get people out at 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon into a rink in that situation. Good showing, and I thought the game was great, Damon.
Well, it is. We got a lot out of it, and that was the intent. I mean, we want to stay sharp in an off week and replicate that game you're missing, that game conditioning, that game speed. So we were able to do that, and it was great to get over to the Houghton County Arena and have a different sort of fan base around, and guys got to sign some autographs and meet some of the kids around after. But it was a good pace to the game, and again, we learned a lot about some different players, put some guys in some situations so we could kind of see where they're at and get a feel for if they're ready to step in or how they're playing and really just kind of ratchet up as we try to prepare for Ferris State.
The risk is obviously the reward is outweighs the risk when you do a game like that, right? Because you want to stay sharp, you want to stay in the best condition as possible when you have a week off. Obviously, you're risking injury, but that is far outweighed by the reward, right?
Yeah, probably no different than an injury in practice. I mean, we talked a little bit. I mean, it wasn't a full-out game. We did talk to our guys and the players who helped us out about more angling and wrapping guys up instead of any big hits. You know, certainly you want to get through that healthy. So we weren't overly concerned that way. But no matter how much you practice, how hard you practice, it's so difficult to miss a weekend of games. That game conditioning, that game speed, and so this way is probably the best way to replicate that. And even so, like you said, when you're not hitting full contact or you're playing against your buddies, or your teammates, it's hard to fully replicate that, but I thought our guys did a good job, and again, we learned a lot of good things. We wanted to see some guys who haven't had a chance to make the lineup lately and see where they're at, and then obviously continue to work on our special teams and in our offense.
Well, we were talking before we went on here, one of the outstanding goals, Patrick Anderson, who hasn't made it into the lineup yet, but he had a chance to shine on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and then that was a big, I mean, those guys who were in and out, those bubble guys and guys who haven't been in like Patrick, I mean, it's a huge opportunity for them to watch him in a game setting, and Patrick took advantage of it. You know, he's a guy that we never question what he's going to bring. He shows up every day in practice, and there hasn't been much reward for Patty yet, but hopefully with a showing like that, it gets him a little bit closer to getting in the lineup, and it was good for him to get out there and do what he did in that situation.
Some guys we haven't seen in a while, Jimmy Davis was out there, thought he looked good. Fillion, who's been injured, he had the don't hit me gray sweater on for the along with Brad Stebner. What did you think about those guys?
Yeah, I thought Justin Fillion really stood out. I mean, we coaches talked a lot about our puck touches at the offensive blue line from our D, and Justin's one of our best at getting pucks through. Doesn't always have to be a heavy shot, but he gets it through. We had a great backdoor pass to somebody from the offensive blue line. So his puck touches are very good. So I thought Justin played very well. As you mentioned, he's still injured. He'll be a ways away. And then Jimmy Davis showed well, too. I mean, Jimmy's a guy that coming off a wrist injury earlier in the year and hasn't been able to get in the lineup and play, but I thought Jimmy did a lot of good things. things. And for him, it's game timing. It's that game speed, making those quick decisions. But he did a lot of good things in that situation playing with Chris Leibinger.
A lot tougher for a defenseman who hasn't played in game situation than it is for a forward who hasn't played. Am I right on that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, everything's magnified. If you make a bad decision with the puck, it's going to end up in the back of your net or a quality scoring chance against. I think when you're up front, you're a little bit more hidden. You know, your centerman can help you out or whatever the case may be. But I think, yeah, typically when you're a D-man, you know, everything's magnified. It's so important when you turn a puck over or when you're not in a good position, it's going to be pretty dramatic when for people evaluating and watching in that situation.
Assistant Coach Damon Witten is with us on the Mel Pearson Show. We're talking about the intra-squad game that happened on Saturday evening. 5 o'clock was the start. It was at the Houghton County Arena, and a 4-3 final. Gold beats Black in that game, and it was almost scoreless through the first half. There wasn't a whole lot going in. Then all of a sudden, the puck started going in the net, and 4-3 the final. Are you at all disappointed with the goaltending, Coach? Or?
Well, I thought Jamie Phillips was very good. He didn't give up any goals. Mm-hmm. I think he definitely was the best performing goaltender for the other squad there. I was on the bench with the Black team in Phoenix, and I thought Phoenix probably had two goals that he'd want back. That first goal, Jacob Johnstone, had good wide speed. I mean, Jacob's playing with speed and getting pucks to the net, so he had good wide speed, put a shot to the net, which we've talked about, kind of simplifying some things and getting more pucks and traffic to the net, and Phoenix kind of handcuffed some, goes inside his blocker arm, I believe, and then I think the power play goal by David, I believe, I don't think it tipped, and I think that hit Phoenix's glove and went in as well. I thought the other two didn't have much he could do, but I think those ones, you know, that's for where we're at with our lack of scoring right now. Those goals are magnified, and that's something we're trying to get out. Those easy goals against are something that we just can't afford to give up right now because we're not scoring enough.
But good that we did score some goals. I mean, we got some offense going in that second half.
Yeah, a lot of good things that way. And, you know, the Black squad had the three quick goals to make a game of it late there. And actually, two of them were scored by the guys filling in and helping out. L.S. Bronson and Reapy both had a goal. And then you talked about Patrick Anderson's goal already. So it was a good, quick response. And we did a lot of good things. I mean, it's good. We've talked a lot about getting pucks to the net, funneling pucks to the net from areas with bodies and traffic to the net. So I thought we've done a good job. Blake Hietala had a goal just before when we came back from break as well. Same thing, getting a puck to the net, battling guys. So we've really made a point of emphasis on getting more traffic to the net, getting pucks to the net, and kind of getting those dirty goals or those goalie jams. And you know, I think that's starting to show up a little bit.
What about David Johnstone? A couple of goals in that game. I think he had two, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just the one. Jacob scored. Jacob scored first. That's right. But, I mean, is he looking better and better every time he's out on the ice, do you think?
Well, no question. I think even going back to the Ferris series, I mean, he's such a threat when he gets the puck. I mean, he's such a skilled player. He's a dynamic player. So he's definitely settled back in, coming back off that long layoff from injury. So David's added a great element to us offensively. And I think he's a guy that, you know, is a threat to score every shift he's out there. And he draws attention from other guys. So he does a lot of things that way. And he's very good in the power play as well. So, you know, he'll be a guy that's going to help us get our offense on track here, and he'll be a big piece of that going forward.
Is there any one player that he really makes better? You know, some players I know really complete another player. Is there anybody out there that is benefiting more than others out there, do you think?
From David?
Yeah, from David.
Specifically? I don't know. I think everybody. I mean, I think other teams know him so well that, you know, he's scouted very well. So when we're playing whoever, he's a key focus guy. So they're going to send, you know, tight coverage with David, which opens up space for whoever he's playing with. It gives Blake, you know, he's playing with Blake right now. So it gives Blake more time. It gives the other winger more time. And so I'm not sure he's got great chemistry with anybody in particular, but I think because he's such a dangerous threat one-on-one and individually that he really draws a lot of attention and opens up a lot of things for other players around him.
It seemed like a very fast game, and you guys are always watching it from ice level. Most of us don't get a chance to watch it from ice level. We watch practices from ice level, but it's not the same. It just seemed like a very fast game. Can you compare that to game time situation, a real game? Was it faster, slower? How does it work?
Well, I think it's probably slower because, again, yeah, it's hard to replicate that. And when you tell your team to not finish and to be careful what you're doing, I mean, it puts a little something in their head, which, you know, you wish you didn't have to do, but that's something we just want to get through healthy. So I don't think it's quite there, but I mean, I've certainly heard a lot of comments when you go into that kind of sized rink, mm-hmm, and people are down low and you're not sitting up above looking down at it. It's just such a different pace and feel to it. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, you see how hard they shoot, how good the puck touches are, the size of the guys and the pace of it. So I think when you're in a setting like that, it really magnifies those things.
Well, and I think it brings more appreciation to what you guys do.
Yeah, hopefully. And that's part of the reason we like to get get out there and do it in a different setting. And, you know, it's great to see the guys in a little more casual setting, and you're down close, right in the action. You hear it a little bit more, and you feel a little bit more. And so it's nice to be able to do that for the fans sometimes.
Damon Winton is with us, the assistant coach, one of the assistant coaches for the Michigan Tech hockey team, filling in for Mel today. Mel will be at the event tonight at the Mineshaft for the Huskies Night Out. And we've got lots to talk about. Boy, some interesting scores in the WCHA and college hockey in general from over the weekend. We'll chat about that. If you have a question for Mel, or